Book of Malachi 3:16.
Paper.
那时，敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Then those who fear the Lord talk with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name.
我们在一起的聚集,
every time we get together,
每一次都应当存着敬畏主的心。
We should come with respect to the Lord.
因为我们不谈论别的。
Because here we don't want to talk about anything else.
我们只谈论主所纪念的事。
We only want to talk about things that the Lord Himself remembers.
因为我们知道说，在神的面前有一个纪念册。
Because here it says there's a scroll of remembrance before the presence of God.
所以我们所交通的内容呢
？So whatever we share,
必定要在永远的里面有纪念的价值。
So.These have to be of value of eternal importance.
那么我这一次是跟弟兄姐妹分享去西岸聚会的一个经验。
So what I want to share with you is what I learned from the West Coast Christian Conference that I attended.
上个月22号到27号。
Last month, from 22nd to 27th.
有四天的时间，我们聚在西岸西雅图。
We gathered in Seattle for 4 days.
那么感谢主给我们有这样的机会。
We thank God that we have this opportunity for this meeting.
这是我十几年以来我一直渴望要去的。
That I long for such a meeting for over 10 years.
每次我听西岸聚会的信息的时候都很有感动。
Every time when I heard the message from the West Coast Christian Conference, I was deeply touched.
那么我把它放在祷告的里面。
So I put this in my prayer.
我希望主能够有机会带我去。
And I ask the Lord to open a door for me to attend.
但是我是每一年又一年，我还是没有机会能够去。
But years after years, I didn't get that the opportunity to go.
但是听祷告的主，凡事都是在他的手中。
But the Lord is in ultimate control. He heard my prayer.
感谢主，我们今年在祷告的时候，我孩子的门还是关的。
So at the beginning of this year, when I prayed about this, it still looked like the door is shut.
但是呢，曾勇弟兄呢就刚告诉我，你先报名。
My brother 曾勇 he encouraged me to register first.
那么这是信心的第一步。
He said that you're taking the step of faith first.
然后呢还要去买机票嘛，也把它定下来。
And you should also book your flight.
但是我说主啊，门在哪里
？But I still ask the Lord to show me that open door.
门还是关的。
Because to me, it looks like the door is not open yet.
Yeah, 因为我没办法，我从我的餐馆走开。
Because I'm too busy with my business, the restaurant business.
所以我就跟孔恩商量。
So I discussed with my with 孔恩。
然后呢，他还在亚特兰大。
And he's actually in Atlanta now.
那么他是在最后 final 的时间答应我。
Finally, he gave me his okay.
那他过来可以帮我餐馆的忙。
He would take care of the restaurant for me in those 4 days.
所以这信心的路就是这样子。
So that's the example of a leap of faith.
我们必须要踏出我们的一步。
We have to step out.
那么神自然会在前面为我们开路。
And the Lord will lead us before us.
那么这一次西岸聚会呢，给我一个很深刻的印象。
And I had a strong impression from the conference this year.
因为人在其中。你要感觉主的同在是非常非常的丰富。
There's a powerful presence of God in these meetings.
那有的时候我们就想可以在网上听啊。
You know, sometimes we think, well, we could hear this online.
没错，网上可以听。
That is also that is undeniably true.
但是呢，我们会失去一个很重要的。
But we will miss something also.
就是他们分组的交通。
That is the fellowship they have with each other in the group fellowship.
那是弟兄们从主面前领受之后呢，把它倒掘出来之后，再交通给我们。
So these are the brothers and sisters. After they digested the message, then they shared with each other.
所以这次我跟我岳母还有 Jessica 我们一起去。
So my mother-in-law Jessica went with me this time.
Jessica 告诉我说，她说整个特会的里面，那个交通，那个分组交通是她最喜欢的。
Jessica told me she loved the group fellowship so much.
那么在那个聚，在那个分组交通的里面呢，能够把主从领受的话，把他更丰富的弟兄们把他交通出来。
In this fellowship, she can feel more abundant grace through the word of God.
这个是我们大家在网上是没办法听得到的。
So, if you listen online, you won't hear these.
那么西岸聚会它的性质呢，乃是一个执事的性质。
And this is a ministry on the West Coast Conference, Christian Conference. It's a ministry of work.
它是乃是重点在神给那永远的旨意。
And the focus is on the eternal will of God.
那么这一次的主题呢，是讲到凡爱慕主显现的人。
This year the theme is those who love the appearing of the Lord.
那么江弟兄呢，他的负担还是关乎主的再来。
Brother Stephen Kwan's main burden is to share the Lord's second coming.
那么接下来四位弟兄 Dana 康德弟兄，还有孙弟兄，还有这个郭弟兄。
Okay, Brother Condon and Brother Sun and Brother Guo.
还有彭弟兄。
And Brother Peng.
他们分别顺着这个主题来交通。我们孙弟兄他交通到得公义的冠冕。
Each of them share different aspects of the same theme. Brother Sun shared to win the crown of righteousness.
那么，郭定强弟兄本来不是他分享的，原来是王国贤弟兄分享的。但是呢，因为王国贤弟兄他身体有病，不能参加。
Brother Wang Guoxian, he could not share because of health concerns, and so Brother Guo he stepped in.
那郭弟兄就分享到那得胜者。
So he shared about the victors,
overcomers.
那么
那个彭弟兄就讲到基督如何成形在我们的里面。
Brother Peng shared about how Christ is formed in us.
那 Dana Kanda 呢就讲到那个做贵重的器皿。
Brother Peng shared we should be the treasures vessel.
我没办法把里面的 detail 都跟弟兄姐妹分享。
I cannot share all the details that I heard.
但是我很有感动的有一方面，在 Dana Condon 弟兄分享一段。
But there's something in Brother Dana Condon's sharing that really touched me.
他讲到这个提摩太前书讲到永生神的家的教会。
Okay, he shared about the house of God, the house of eternity. From 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Yeah, 然后呢，他讲到那个特别讲到提摩太后书的时候，又讲到大户人家。
And from the 2 Timothy, he shared the rich man's house.
他讲到在大户人家里面能够做的是得胜者，更具备有挑战性。
And he shared that to be an overcomer in the rich man's house is more challenging.
在大户的人家的里面有金器、银器、有木器、有瓦器。
So there's vessel of gold, silver, wood, and stone. A plate. I'm sorry, a plate.
我们若脱离卑贱的事，就能做贵重的器皿。
If we stay from these lowly things, then we can be a vessel of importance.
所以我们他分享这个的时候，讲到提摩太后书的时候，教会的情况完全堕落下去。
So he shared that, so at that time, the church has really departed from the truth.
那么在开始的时候，那这教会乃是永生神的家。
In the beginning, we know the church is the house of the everlasting God.
那里有真理的柱石和根基。
There's a pillar of truth.And foundation of truth.
但是在提摩太后书的时候，那个情况变大了。
So、by the time the Second Timothy was written, things have changed.
这个情况变大了呢，并不是基督的扩展。
And this is not because that the gospel truth has expanded.
那么这个大了呢，是变成外表的一种的大，外面的一种的。
Oh, okay. This is just a from appearance, it becomes looks bigger.
所以看见在大户人家的里面呢，充满许许多多不合乎主心意的事情。
So so we see that even in the rich man's house, there are many things that not after God's own will.
他指出许许多多的点。
And he point out many things.
但是呢，总不是在神的心意上面。
These things are not unpleasing to God.
所以我们要怎样子回到神的心意上面呢？
So the question is, how do we repent and come back to the purpose of God?
所以 这就是这一次大会所要交通的。
And this is what the theme of this conference this year.
我们希望，我是希望我们在这个地方的主的见证。
And I'm sharing because I wish that the testimony of the Lord in this in our church.
因为这是我里面的负担。
And this is my burden.
当我们的弟兄交通的时候。
When our brother shared those with us.
他希望。把这些负担，把这些看见，带到各族的教会去。
He wants this burden be passed and carried to all the local churches.
我们的时间不多。
We don't have much time left.
我们不少还不知道还有多少年率还在地上。
We don't know how long we'll live on this earth.
西岸聚会的弟兄们一直强调，主如果回来，我们明年可能就不再聚了。
So the brothers stressed that if the Lord comes, even say next year, we will not be on this earth anymore.
是的，我们觉得聚会非常的丰富。
And we have so we experience so much abundance in this in the conference.
主的同在非常的甜美。
And it's so sweet to be together with the Lord.
但是毕竟我们还是在地上。
But still, we must realize we still live on earth.
在弟兄们的感觉的里面。
In their sense.
他的感觉的
in their feeling.
能够聚在主的面前 if, 能够聚在天上那是好的无比
If we can gather together in heaven that is the most beautiful thing.
所以呢我们活在地上的时候我们的弟兄们特别江弟兄他分享的时候他的心一直在宝座那里
So especially Brother Stephen Kwan and his message especially is focused on that.
你爱慕主的显现吗
Do you really love the Lord's appearing?
如果你爱慕他的显现
If you do love his appearing,
脱离卑贱的事
then stay away from these lowly things,
而做贵重的器皿
and then we will become the vessel of importance.
你爱慕他的显现
If you love his appearing,
你要在主的面前愿意做一个得胜者
you will desire to become an overcomer.
你爱慕他的显现
If you love his appearing,
我们要追求那公义的冠冕。
We should seek the crown of righteousness.
你爱慕他的显现。
If you love his appearing,
你要愿基督成形在你的里面。
You will pray that the Christ will be formed in us.
这是我这一次在西岸聚会所听到的。
This is the message I heard in the conference.
内容是非常的丰富。
There's so much abundant truth in there.
远超过我所期待的。
It is so beyond what I expected.
所以呢，我在主面前有个祷告。
So I have a prayer before the Lord.
这一次他们在波比的时候，抱住我们 Kansas City 的门数的时候，抱我们九位。
When they have the communion service, they said that there's nine brothers and sisters from Kansas City.
所以孙弟兄在每个组、每个组、每个区、每个城市在报告那个门数。
And his brother's son is making announcement how many people attended from each city.
我里面跟主说。
I pray to the Lord.
主啊，如果你还没回来，我向你要，在起码在我们 Kansas City 这个地方的聚会，最少我向你要有20个人过去。
I pray that if Lord next year if you hasn't come back yet, I pray that say 20 of us from Kansas City can attend the conference next year.
我碰到了基弟兄。
I met Brother Chi.
我们在主的里面有美好的交通。
And we had great fellowship.
那我碰到了于斌弟兄。
Also, I met Brother 于斌。
于斌弟兄他现在是搬到西雅图去了。
And he moved to Seattle already.
然后他呢，也是在孙国多弟兄那个聚会的里面。
And he attends the church of Brother Sun.
那么孙弟兄呢，他交通的一个点。
Brother Sun also shared another important thing.
那要照着恩膏的教训。
According to the anointing of the truth.
住在主的里面。
Remain in the Lord.
我经历，原谅我，我分享一点我自己的经历。
And I want to share some personal experience.
我第一天去的时候
，First day I got there.
到晚上休息了。
At night, I try to get rest.
那我被安排跟一个弟兄同一个房间。
I was assigned to with another brother, shared a room.
然后呢，这个弟兄在睡休息以前跟我说，我睡觉会打呼。
This brother he warned me that he snored heavily.
他说我打呼很大声。
It's so loud. You need to be aware.
那我就跟弟兄说，我打呼可能比你更大声。
Maybe my sword is even louder than yours. We'll see.
但是呢，那个弟兄很快就睡着了。
And then the brother falls quickly.
然后他的声音真的很大。
His snoring is so loud.
那个被震动的那一种。
It looks like the room is shaking.
我怎么都没办法睡得着。
I really couldn't get him to sleep.
然后呢，我跟主说：“主啊，这是第一个晚上的经验。”
So I asked the Lord to help me because this is only the first night.
我明天怎么聚会啊？
How can I have the energy to meet tomorrow morning?
我这没办法让我入睡啊。
I really can't get into sleep.
然后呢，我一直在床上翻来翻去，翻来翻去。
So I turned on my bed.
然后我开始里面要发怨言。
And I start to complain.
But
thank the Lord, He guided me to submit.
那么呢，我跟主说，主啊，我感谢你。
So I pray to the Lord. Lord, I thank you.
是你把我安排在这里。
And that you put me here in this room.
一定有你自己的美意。
And there must be a purpose that you have.
然后我这样祷告之后。
And after I made this prayer,
然后我就想尽量让我自己安息，好好睡觉。
Then I start to calm down.
但是还是睡不着。
But honestly, I still cannot sleep yet.
你祷告的时候还是睡不着。
Even after this prayer, I couldn't sleep.
因为那个哭的声音还是在，不会没有。
The snoring is not stopped yet.
所以我这个跟弟兄们姐妹交通的话点的话呢，是主的恩典越过我们的软弱。
So what I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, is that His grace will help us overcome.
对，那个难处还在那里，不会没有的。
Even though the challenge is still there.
然后呢，我睡着越犯法，我不在这边睡，我可以跑出去。
And then I start to think maybe I don't need to stay in this room. I can just get out of the room and find a place to rest.
然后我就跑出去了。
And then just
大概到三四点。
This is about 3-4 a.m.
实在受不了，因为他早晨5点多6点就要成根了。
And you know that the morning devotion time is about 6 a.m.
所以呢，我就跑到外面，他们每个宿舍呢有一个地方是专门用来做祷告的地方。
So this is the dorm building. So there's an area that they designate for prayers.
然后我就躲在那边的一个沙发在那边睡。
Then I found a couch there and I got some rest there.
然后我终于有一点点的时间可以休息下来了。
Finally, I got my rest.
但是里面有个感觉。
And I felt something.
回去。
It expels me to go back to the room.
回去。
And tells me to.
一直要。
The voice tells me to go back to the room.
对，里面那个感觉呢？后来我起先我不去理他。
And at first I try to ignore it.
但是呢，里面感觉就是主。
But this feeling is not going away. It is the Lord telling me something.
然后呢，我就回去了。
So I decided to go back to the room.
然后回到了房间。
When I got back there,
他的声音还在。
He is still snoring.
但是呢，我经过一点的休息，我感觉能精神很好。
Now after the little bit rest I got and outside, I felt much better.
然后呢，大概就这样在一起，我们一直到天亮。
So together we stayed in the room until the dawn.
如果那个时间我不回去。
If I didn't go back to the room,
那个弟兄醒来的时候，他是什么感觉？
What would that brother feel?
他已经告诉我了。
And he already told me.
我会打呼。
That he has a pretty bad snoring.
你还跟我说我打呼比你更大。
Said that your snoring can be even worse than mine.
弟兄你在哪里？
So where's this brotherhood?
所以呢，感谢主，回到那个地方。当他醒来的时候，看见我还在哪里。
So thank the Lord, I went back there, and when he woke up, he saw that I was there.
主在我们里面所感动的，都有积极的意义。
So when the Lord urges us to do something, he has his purpose.
要照着恩膏的教训。
So according to the anointing of the truth.
住在主的里面。
And remain in the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么到接下来几天。
Next couple days.
我们还是在同一个房间。我还要面对这个打呼。弟兄跟我说，我昨天晚上也没有吵到你。我说是有很大的声音。
I acknowledge that his snoring was quite loud.
但是有一件事很稀奇。
But there's something wonderful.
到了第二天的时候。
On the second night.
那天晚上，那个弟兄还是打呼。
And he still snored like before.
但是呢，我竟然能够在那边，主他的恩典越过我的软弱。
But the grace of Lord covers me, and I can overcome that.
那个时候呢，我就经历，声音还在，但是我竟然能够睡得着。
The snoring sound is there, but I can easily fall into sleep.
我里面充满了平安。
So the peace is filled me.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
不是别的。
Not for anything else.
我们都是软弱的人。
We all have our own weakness.
我们身上有许许多多的缺陷。
We are all incomplete.
但是他的恩典。能够带我们越过我们的软弱。
But His grace will lift us up and overcome.
所以有的时候呢，有的时候我们估计在很争这个争执的时候。
Sometimes we have these arguments at home.
常常有的时候呢，我姐妹比我要忍耐的多。
The sister like my wife is more tolerant than I am.
我那个吵闹的声音呢一直在。
So sometimes I'm more argumentative.
但是我发现主的恩典能够带他过去。
And the Lord will help her to overcome.
那么有的时候我们在教会肢体生活当中。
Similarly in the body of Christ in the church.
有的时候我们难免会听见一些的闲言闲语。
Sometimes we hear these rumors and things that we shouldn't hear.
甚至有的时候，甚至在肢体的里面彼此伤害。
So sometimes even among us, we hurt each other.
我们要求主，仰望他的怜悯。
So we should turn to the Lord and ask for His mercy.
我们仰望他的恩典。
And His grace.
他能够越过我们。
He will help us to overcome.
使我们听不见。
And He will help us to ignore or hear, but we did not hear.
这就是神奇妙的作为的地方。
This is the one of the things that God can do.
Yeah, 这是我这一次在西岸聚会的一点的经历。
So this is the things I learned experience in the West Coast Christian Conference.
他们，我在这还有一个点。
There's one more thing I want to share.
那这个点分享着我就结束了。
And I will end my sharing after this point.
我在这个弟兄们他在分组交通的时候。
So in one of the group sharing.
那有一个年长的弟兄。
Now the brother shared.
他，因为这次主题是讲到主的再来。
So this, as we know, the theme is about the Lord's second coming.
他呢，跟我们分享的时候呢，他用那个，我不晓得大家知不知道，旧约里面有一个人叫米非波设，约拿单的儿子。
So he used one person from the Old Testament, and that's the son of Jonathan.
米非波设不知道英文怎么说。
Okay, but he's the son of Jonathan.
对，他在大卫王这个在逃难的时候
，When King David fled Jerusalem,
他因为瘸腿
，And because he's lame,
他没办法跟大卫王一起走。
He could not leave Jerusalem together with the king.
有一个人，他的仆人叫洗巴
，And his servant.
西巴对西巴、他到大卫王那里去告他的状
and he went to King David and said bad things about him
说他很多很多不好的话
and said many, told many bad stories about him
他说西巴他说米非波设呢他说呢现在我神要将我父的国亦要交在我的手中了
and Sheba made a story she made up the story saying Mephibosheth said that finallyThe Lord is returned the kingdom to me.
所以大卫就把他的产业，把米非波设的产业全部都给这个洗巴。
So King David decided that all belong to Mephibosheth. He will give it to his servant.
当大卫王回来的时候
，When King David returned to Jerusalem,
米非波设去接他
，and Mephibosheth went to meet him.
大卫王说：“ 你当初的时候为什么没有不要跟我不跟我一起走呢？
And Cain questioned him why he didn't go with him.
米非波设说，他的仆人说在你面前说了许多他的坏话。
And Mephibosheth knows that his servant said many bad things about him to King David.
那么大卫，那么米非波设他说，我现在所盼望的一件事情，只有一件事情。
There's only one thing I wish right now.
就是只要你回来就好了。
That is that if you come back to Jerusalem, that's what I want.
因为大卫已经把他的产业给了那个恶的仆人洗巴。
Because we know that King David has ordered that all his belongings now is given to his servant.
自从大卫离开之后
，since David fled,
他不修脚。
And he didn't do those cleaning things.
他不修脚，也没有洗他的自己。
And he didn't wash himself. He didn't shave.
他只有一件事情。
He only longs for one thing.
就是等候王的 return.
That is the return of the king.
他说产业失去就失去吧。
And he does not care about the wealth he lost.
只要你回来，一切都好。
Said to the king that if you now return, everything will be good.
这个弟兄在分享的时候
，When the elder brother shared this,
我里面很感动，很感动。
I'm deeply touched.
我现在没办法形容那个里面的感觉。
I cannot even describe how I felt at the moment.
我说这样的聚会哦，实在蛮有主的同在。
I felt there's so powerful, there's such a powerful presence of the Lord in these gatherings.
像弟兄说
，Brother Stephen said.
你们预备好了吗？
Are you ready for that?
你们预备好了吗？
Are you ready for the Lord's coming?
我巴望主回来的时候，
I desire that when Lord comes,
整个的会堂是清空的， 整个的会所会堂的里面的弟兄姐妹都没有，
are empty,
都被主接去，
because all are taken with to be with the Lord.
这是他心中的 desire.
That's his desire.
那么他讲这句话的时候，我平常听多了。
I have heard these sayings a lot.
我没有那个没有什么感觉。
I wouldn't feel much.
但是这一次呢，这一次我里面有个感觉出来了，就出来了。
This time I felt something moved in me.
主耶稣复活之后
，After the Lord's resurrection,
他在海边
，When he walked on the seashore,
他叫彼得撒网在船的右边。
He asked.To cast net on the right side of the boat.
结果有许多的鱼被网上来。
And they caught many, many fishes.
然后那个使徒约翰他说什么？
And what do you remember what the Apostle John told Peter?
是主。
He said, "This is the Lord."
我那个感觉就是这样子。
And this is my feeling at that moment when I heard.
当我们弟兄在说，你们预备好了吗？我巴望。主来的时候，这个地方是空的。
When Brother Stephen asked that, "Are you ready?" I desire that when the Lord comes again, this place be empty.
虽然是出自江弟兄的口
，and even though this is the word of his mouth,
但是我确实感觉是主。
But I felt strongly that it is the Lord speaking to us.
爱慕主显现
，those who love the Lord's appearing,
我们的生活必定会改变
，then our lives will be changed.
我们的态度也会改变
，our attitude will be changed.
我们就会注重那看不见的
we'll focus on the things that are unseen,
因为所看见的是暂时的
because what we can see are temporary,
有顾念那所不见的
we must remember those things we cannot see,
因为那所不见的那是永恒的
because those unseen things are for eternal.
我想我的交通就停在这里
I'll end my sharing here.
谢谢